What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
There we are now. We're back on the air here, and sorry about that. We had a little problem with Skype freezing, which it tends to do from time to time, and that, of course, is the adventure of live radio. Anyway, welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 6, 2021, and just after the long holiday weekend, and it was great around here. We had wonderful weather, lots and lots of fireworks, lots and lots of American flags out there. Got to spend time with family, and really, it was a great time. Unfortunately, not everybody felt the exact same way about 4th of July here. And we're going to get right on into that. Anyway, Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments and questions. And, you know, basically how you enjoyed your 4th of July. And despite all the naysayers out there. And speaking of naysayers, Maxine Waters is saying that, you know, equal rights were laid out in the Declaration of Independence, but they only applied to white men. And she just went on this rant and saying that basically the Declaration of Independence is racist and didn't give equal rights to black people or women. And basically, you know, National Public Radio went on saying that they should just cancel the Declaration of Independence because it said all men are created equal and did not include women, enslaved people, indigenous people, and many others. And as usual, NPR has got it totally wrong, and they're completely ignorant about the rationale behind the Declaration. The phrase all men are created equal was a rejection of the then-current concept of the nobility, where if you were born into a noble family, you were presumed superior. And the Declaration of Independence rejected the idea of privileged birth, along with the idea of rule by nobles in favor of governments created by the general population and operating with the consent of the people. And it was a truly revolutionary idea. And apparently, Maxine Waters and NPR just do not really understand the document or its roots, why it says what it says. Now, Ted Cruz is slamming Cori Bush for all kinds of divisive lies. Marjorie Taylor Greene accuses her of racism for a tweet that July 4th is about freedom for white people because this land is stolen and black people still aren't free. Well, that's funny because, as I recall my history, slavery was abolished in this country some 89 years after the Declaration was signed here. So, needless to say, these naysayers and attackers on our nation's roots have come under resounding criticism. NPR sparked outrage with their comment claiming that their document has ingrained racism and hypocrisy. And it gets even weirder than that. Over at the National Geographic, which you would think really doesn't have a political axe to grind, or at least it didn't when I was growing up. But National Geographic is saying that fireworks on the 4th of July are also racist because smoke disproportionately affects black people. And that really, I think, is a complete, total fantasy. And I mean, if you look at all the fireworks Black Lives Matter were hurling at the police this last year, and they didn't seem to really have much of a problem with it. There is a new poll out. This is being reported in Your Destination Now. It finds only about a third of young adults are proud to be American. Well, it's a complex issue. I'm proud of America, the country. I'm proud of its people. I'm proud of its flag. I have issues with the government that has involved us in all of these very expensive wars and impoverished the American people to pay for it all. And I think maybe this poll should have been a little bit more specific, saying what parts of America are you proud about and which parts aren't you proud about. I'm certainly proud about our nation's space program and, you know, the accomplishments we've made out there. Meanwhile, our most popular president in U.S. history, his fraudulency, Joe Biden, gave a 4th of July speech. It only got 10,000 views on the White House YouTube channel, and that should really signify something. Down in Australia, Sky News is holding a live blog on whether Joe Biden could pass a cognitive test, and probably the best comment that I saw down there was, this bloke couldn't find his way home after dark. So Biden's performance, as it were, is basically an embarrassment to the rest of the world. Now, the story over from the Gateway Pundit, a law professor has come forward saying it is clear that Hunter Biden was selling access and influence. Yeah, we kind of knew that, and he was cashing in on his father's name and position. All right, let's get into election fraud, because that continues to be a major issue. Now, attorney Matt DiPerno has gone public reporting there was a security breach of the election servers in Arizona on November 3rd, and Secretary of State Hobbs knew about it but covered it up. So they knew they had something to hide there. Over in, again, Arizona, a GOP senator says it's time for an audit of all counties that use the machines, and not just in the swing states. I am totally in agreement on that. Now, the Democrats are starting to play the polls heading into the midterms. They have reversed their position on defund the police. They're trying to basically dump the blame on that for the Republicans. It's the Republicans who wanted to defund the police. And all of a sudden, the Democrats are all in favor of voter ID. And, you know, because the polls are showing Americans are very concerned about election integrity. So House Majority Whip Representative Jim Clyburn on CNN's State of the Union Sunday said that they're definitely going to be looking at a proposal by Senator Joe Manchin to have voter ID, put back into the elections. Of course, that's what they're saying. It doesn't mean they're actually going to do it, because stolen elections are how the Democrats get into power and stay there. Now, here's an interesting little story. It came out of Lou Rockwell, and it's talking about the horrifying rise of total mass media blackouts on inconvenient news stories. And they're reporting that two different media watchdog outlets, Media Lens and Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, have published articles on the complete blackout in corporate news institutions on the revelation by Icelandic newspaper Stundin that a U.S. superseding indictment in the case against Julian Assange was based on false testimony from a diagnosed sociopath and convicted child molester, Sigurdur Þórðarson. And the corporate media is just absolutely not reporting on that. And FAIR's Alan McLeod writes that as of last Friday, there has been zero coverage of it in the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NBC, Fox News, or NPR. And if you search online for either Assange or Thordeson, you will get zero relevant articles from establishment sources, either U.S. or elsewhere. So they are really shutting it down. Now, the other story, well, actually, we'll get to that in a minute. Over in Russia, their foreign ministry is saying it is time for a European Union-NATO summit over the case of Julian Assange, who is still languishing in Belmarsh prison, you know, awaiting extradition to the United States based on that superseding indictment, which we know has completely collapsed. And again, I think the U.S. is still going after Assange, and they don't want you to know that the whole thing was just another USDA choice pile of bovine excrement. Now, speaking of a story that is being blacklisted or, you know, hidden, is this incident that happened Saturday morning over in Massachusetts on I-95, where the police caught these two vehicles with these black individuals in full military outfit carrying long guns. And rather than go to a gas station, they were refueling their vehicle from a gas can. And that, of course, attracted attention. And it turned out that this group called themselves the Moorish Armed America, or Moorish America Arms, and basically said they were traveling from Rhode Island up to Maine for training, for military training. And the group's agenda says they believe that they're above U.S. laws, and they're into things like selling fake passports. And really, it's an ugly story. And the reason this is important is we are being constantly harangued by corporate media and the Democrats that white people are bad, white separatists are bad, white militants are bad. And here we discover that there has been a black militant movement going back decades, and they're actively training for military confrontation, and nobody in the corporate media is talking about that at all. And that is a very scary development. And what it means is that if our race war does go to violence in the streets, white people are going to be facing a trained force of these militiamen. Over at CNN, the Brian Stelter, who was famous for being part of that whole Russiagate nonsense, is now equating Tucker Carlson with Alex Jones. And I don't think it's meant as a compliment, because they describe Alex Jones as a notorious conspiracy theorist. And Stelter is CNN's chief media critic, and so he has gone on the warpath against Tucker Carlson, which tells us Tucker Carlson is doing a really, really good job. Now, Regnery Publishing has put out a book. It's called Speechless: Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. It's written by Michael Knowles. It is about media censorship. It has sold nearly 18,000 copies in the first week of release. It's topped the bestseller list on Amazon and Publishers Weekly. But over at the New York Times, on their bestseller list, they are censoring this book about censorship. Little irony there. Over at Wikipedia, their co-founder, Larry Sanger, is out there saying that Wikipedia has become more one-sided than ever, and this despite their public proclamations that everything be written on Wikipedia with a neutral point of view. And this is a big story. In fact, Larry Sanger was just on One American News Network talking about this, and Wikipedia has definitely lost its neutrality. And I remember when I had a run-in with them some years ago, because there was a page for Michael Rivero, there was a page for whatreallyhappened.com. Somebody edited the page for Michael Rivero to describe me as an anti-Semite. So I went on in there and I re-edited the page to say that I was a critic of the policies of the government of Israel, which is far more accurate. And then when I went to look at it again, it had been changed back to anti-Semite, and the page locked from further editing. And when I appealed to Wikipedia to correct this, they refused on the grounds that Michael Rivero is not considered an authority on the subject of Michael Rivero. Shortly thereafter, both of my pages were removed. So I've never really had a lot of confidence in Wikipedia. Over at Facebook, conservative users are expressing shock and dismay because they're being spammed with messages touting a support group for people concerned about extremists. And extremists, of course, means anybody who is questioning the official line on pretty much anything there is. And it really is getting Orwellian out there. Getting into other current events, it was unfortunately a very violent weekend in a lot of part of the country here. And in more than 70% black Baltimore, a black anti-violence outreach worker has been murdered by a black male. And this was this Catholic anti-violence group Safe Streets. And according to them, Cherry Hill was shot and killed in the city last Thursday. And hang on a second. Safe Streets Cherry Hill is the name of the organization. And the gentleman who got shot was Kenyon Wilson, and he became a victim of the gun violence he was actively trying to stop. He drove himself to the hospital, but ultimately succumbed to his wounds. Okay, another story. This is from VDare, and they're saying there were 35 interracial homicides reported in the month of June. 34 of them were black-on-white homicides. There's something else the corporate media isn't telling you, and it's just out there. It's, you know, white people bad, white militants bad, you know, white supremacists. And here is a good example of hoisting with your own petard. There is the high-end department store Neiman Marcus, and they have been a staunch supporter of Black Lives Matter, and they got looted last night in San Francisco. It was a flash looting mob, and nobody tried to stop them. The police didn't try and stop them, and an observer said it's almost like crime has become legal in San Francisco for the black population. All right, getting into COVID-19, the Echo Health group headed by Peter Daszak, the Echo Health Alliance, and funded by Fauci, is refusing to give Wuhan documents to Congress. And gee whiz, I think they've got something to hide there. Over in Pakistan, probably the shortest adverse reaction to a vaccine has happened. The police superintendent Malik Imtiaz Mahmood dropped dead literally minutes after getting the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. And he received his experimental injection on or around June 13th. And there was a video showing him clutch his heart and drop to the ground just minutes after receiving the shot. Another story, tragic story out of Michigan. This father and daughter died just 4 days apart. They had taken two different brands of the COVID vaccines. So it's out there. Family demands answers as father of two, 57 years old, fights for his life on ventilator with potentially deadly Guillain-Barré syndrome after having the AstraZeneca COVID jab. And it just goes on and on and on. The latest numbers from Great Britain, 1,007,253 vaccine injuries, 1,403 dead following the COVID-19 injections, according to the British government. And it breaks down like this. AstraZeneca, 930. Oh, got to take a break from commercials. I'm going to finish this up. Okay. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get out my knee pads and, I kneel, not to the President of Israel, of course, but definitely to you, the audience of Republic Broadcasting, and a reminder, we need your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing in these very tumultuous times. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt, so include a return address and your t-shirt size. If you send in a donation of $115.115, you will get both items. And I understand that the mediums are available now. They've had to order more of the small and large t-shirts, so it's obviously the promotion is working. And speaking of promotion, don't forget the Frontsight Firearms deal, because that is really a sweet deal for supporters of the Second Amendment. Okay, so we're talking about the latest numbers out of Great Britain about vaccine injuries and death, and they're starting to break it down. And the AstraZeneca vaccine resulted in 936 deaths and 762,706 injuries. The Pfizer shot generated 439 deaths and 223,404 injuries. The Moderna shot, only 5 deaths, that's a little bit of good news, and just 18,548 injuries. And then unspecified COVID-19 injections, 23 deaths, 2,595 injuries. Now, these are not normalized for the number of shots given, and it may simply be that AstraZeneca had more shots go out than the others as well. So that's where we are. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, health authorities have received over 800 reports of heart inflammation following the COVID-19 vaccination. And this is coming from federal authorities saying they've received over 800 reports of serious heart inflammation incidents among people who received the vaccines. Now, reports of pancreatitis and myocarditis were submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is the National Vaccine Safety Monitoring System that collects reports of adverse effects. Now, most of the heart inflammation cases involve people who recently received their first or second doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna coronavirus vaccines. And we did comment on this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. A study published on June 29th in the Journal of the American Medical Association says that U.S. soldiers who've received the mRNA vaccines also show a higher rate of cardiac inflammation. And nasty stuff here. Meanwhile, Fauci has flip-flop again and says that vaccinated people still need to wear the masks. No, thank you. I don't think so. I'm tired of the masks here. Story coming on out of Sputnik News. They're reporting that prominent U.S. and Australian scientists who are looking at the COVID-19 origins are now facing tremendous political pressure, and some have been sidelined for not yielding to politicians-driven conspiracy theories on the source of COVID-19. They even received anonymous threatening letters containing bullets, and that is... you know, these are people opposing the lab leak theory. And talk about, you know, an about face, because this time last year, you know, if you suggested that COVID came out of a lab, you were ridiculed and, you know, abused and, you know, deplatformed and, you know, strikes against you on social media. And now it's completely the other way. So... anyway, meanwhile, China is saying you need to focus back on the United States to find the true origins of COVID-19. Over in Missouri, they're dealing with the Delta variant outbreak, and their COVID hospitalizations jumped by 27% over this last holiday weekend. They're starting to run out of ventilators. And I remember a while ago there was this huge story about how ventilators, brand new, still in the factory wrappings, were just being dumped. And boy, I'll bet somebody was wishing they'd kind of warehouse those things a little bit. All right, let's talk about the international news, because it is getting crazy out there, and we will do so right after this commercial break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
This year and here we start with Afghanistan, a lot of developments there. Ron Paul really had the perfect description for it. He's saying it's Saigon in Afghanistan. And, you know, the end of this 20-year war in Afghanistan, you know, nobody has conquered Afghanistan. And Washington, D.C. was as foolish as Moscow was back in the 1970s for even trying. And now U.S. troops are rushing out of the country as fast as they can, having just evacuated the symbol of the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan, the Bagram Air Base. And while not as dramatic as the helicopters taking off from the embassy with Marines dangling below, it's still pretty bad here. Now, the U.S. troops actually abandoned the Bagram Air Base in the dead of night. They didn't even tell the Afghan forces who were due to take it over. The Afghanis only realized 2 hours later the base was empty and ready for occupation. And over at, Representative Michael McCaul, the top Republican in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is saying Biden is going to own these ugly images. And he's talking, of course, about the U.S. troops skulking out of Bagram in the dead of night. And just as a reminder, Afghanistan cost the U.S. military 2,312 American lives and $816 billion. And all of this was over a pipeline. A pipeline right of way is what was behind this whole adventure in Afghanistan. There's a reason they call it the Graveyard of Empires. The last military commander to actually conquer Afghanistan and hang on to it was Alexander the Great, and he only kept it for 3 years. It's a tough, tough place. Anyway, Afghan troops have been filmed laying down their arms and greeting the Taliban, shaking hands with them. They're all buddies and buddies. And meanwhile, other Afghan troops are leaving the country. They're crossing the border. And the Taliban's letting them go as long as they hand over their U.S. taxpayer-supplied state-of-the-art weapons and the Humvee armored cars. And these Taliban commanders are saying, you know, most of the time we don't rely on this, but it is a fortunate circumstance. It's given us a lot of new weapons to use in battle. And you paid for all of this. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when they mentioned they were simply abandoning a whole bunch of perfectly good weapons in Afghanistan because they didn't want to spend the money to bring it home or take it anywhere else. And now the Taliban has all of that hardware, state of the art, artillery, armored vehicles, night vision scopes, thermal scopes. I mean, everything. They got all the goodies here. Meanwhile, in Tajikistan, they have sent 20,000 military reservists to their border with Afghanistan to stem the flood of Afghani soldiers who are fleeing Afghanistan and seeking some kind of shelter elsewhere. Meanwhile, the Taliban is warning the United States and NATO against staying in Afghanistan, saying you will be treated as occupying forces. And it's not really looking good. Another article, this one out of Zero Hedge, the Taliban seem unstoppable all over Afghanistan. One gain is followed by another gain, followed by another gain, followed by another gain. And as of the 4th, the Taliban was on the verge of taking Faizabad, the provincial capital of the Badakhshan province. And so it looks like the U.S. installed, U.S.-backed puppet regime may not be there for very long. Meanwhile, nature abhors a vacuum, and China is getting ready to move into Afghanistan, not militarily. They are basically going into Afghanistan with a $62 billion investment plan for its Belt and Road program, which I'm sure Afghanistan will be very grateful for. And, we lost this one. There's no way to sugarcoat it. We lost that one. Meanwhile, Biden's airstrikes in Syria and Iraq are a sign of his weakness and an ignorance of the region. Well, we knew that. And it's always baffled the corporate news pundits how peace talks can be carried out in the Middle East, where both sides increase their military capability against one another, while drinking tea and discussing peace at the same time. That's a skill developed by the United States. Meanwhile, multiple rockets hit Iraq's largest U.S. base in what appears to be a revenge attack. This happened just yesterday, and it was a new rocket attack on the largest military base where U.S. troops are hosted. Ain al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq's Anbar province was hit by at least three rockets. Now, the U.S. is denying this happened and saying that the sounds were merely live fire, training, and they weren't really an attack. But the Iraqi militia is taking credit for that attack. And Meanwhile, of course, the corporate media, when they talk about the Syrians and the Iraqis, it's always Iran-linked. And Iran has come on out and said, we don't know these guys. We have nothing to do with them. They are Syrian and Iraqi, period, end of discussion. Another little article here, Global Research California, talking about what's going on in Ethiopia and how there has been a surge in foreign meddling over the past year. Now, part of it has to do with that dam that Ethiopia has built across the Nile, and they're starting to fill it. And Egypt is very upset about that because they are very dependent on a freely flowing Nile River. So that's one area of contention. But, you know, these other countries are getting on in there. And, of course, they've got a lot of natural resources. And, you know, just like Venezuela, a lot of oil down there, a lot of rare earth minerals. Meanwhile, Turkey has recently hosted and led several military exercises with the word Anadolu as part of their code names, but two in particular occurring simultaneously seems to be rehearsing for conflict with Armenia, Greece, and India. And so everybody is gearing up. You can feel there's a big, big war coming. There's just no question about it right now. Meanwhile, Russia once again has called on the United Kingdom to stop the provocations in the Black Sea following the incident with the warship HMS Defender. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov said, this is not a place for such games. And Russia has come on out suggesting that Great Britain did what they did at the urging of the United States to try and get an incident to justify military action. Now, this story really bothered me, and it's probably going to bother you. This came from Involve.com. It's been carried a lot of other places as well. Yesterday at the White House, in a meeting with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin, President Joe Biden, or his fraudulency, Joe Biden, literally kneeled before the Israeli president. And, you know, pledged his unconditional support to Israel. So now you know who's really in control of this country. And the White House is trying to say, well, he was just kneeling in front of this woman who said she had 12 children and it was all in good humor and everything. But looking at the video, you can see the Israeli officials just smiling and chuckling at what's going on in front of them. Meanwhile, over in Israel, the Palestinian citizens are protesting against a vote on a law that bars family reunification. And this is a controversial emergency law that blocks thousands of Palestinian families from reuniting. And it's called the Citizenship and Entry Law, and it was passed as emergency legislation in 2003 to prevent Palestinian inhabitants of the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip from gaining residency or citizenship of Israel through marriage to another citizen. And the Palestinians are protesting against its potential renewal. Meanwhile, over in Jenin, Israeli soldiers raided a children's center in the Jenin refugee camp. They destroyed books, toys, and plumbing. And I got to tell you, you got to be a real manly man to smash children's toys. I mean, no shame whatsoever. Absolutely. All right. Getting on into the collapsed condo in Florida. I think the death toll is now up to 34 with 113 still unaccounted for. And it has come on out that the engineers have spotted signs that the condo used a weaker and cheaper steel than was specified in the original plans. And somebody was cutting corners to save some money, and these people in that condo paid the price, and there's going to be a beautiful lawsuit out of that. Meanwhile, the Keystone XL pipeline developer is seeking $15 billion in damages from the United States because President Joe Biden canceled their pipeline project. And they lost a lot of money, and they feel the U.S. should pay for it. And I can see their point of view. All righty. Housing rents have soared 22% since January of last year. Food is up 67% since July of 2020. And over in Laguna Beach, California, condo prices are up 272% since July of last year, just about a year ago. And it's a sign of inflation. It's a sign of wealth inequality. Meanwhile, there is a very popular TV show. It's called Pawn Stars. It's been on for many, many seasons. And Pawn Stars' Rick Harrison is saying that physical silver is very hard to find right now. And a big part of their little pawn shop operation is buying and selling silver and gold. And he's saying that it's hard to find right now. And they're asking, should silver really be at $150 and gold at $3,000? Of course, we have talked before about how the price of metals is being artificially suppressed in order to have people keep their money in the banks and in the stock market. Instead of running to the safe haven of gold and silver, which you should be doing anyway. Now, over in Iceland, from 2015 to 2019, Iceland ran the world's largest trial of a shorter working week. And after analyzing the results, it turned out everyone was happier, healthier, and more productive. Imagine our shock. Now, you need to remember that the 40-hour work week became the standard back when only one person out of a marriage was working and the other one was at home to do the laundry and take care of the kids and, you know, cook the meals. And, you know, but for one person trying to do it all, or for two people trying to do it all, it really is a major chunk of time taken out of their lives, along with the ever-increasing commute times to the more difficult jobs that are becoming out there, harder to find jobs, rather. Anyway, getting on to immigration, Angela Merkel's immigration policies have been fatal to Germany, according to Hans-Georg Maaßen, the former head of the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, the German equivalent of MI5 or the FBI. He ran the German intelligence agency for 6 years, including during the height of the European migrant crisis in 2015. Now, he's currently running as a candidate for the German parliament under Angela Merkel's supposedly center-right Christian Democratic Union. But he is highly critical of Merkel and her immigration policies. All righty, getting into some other stories here. This one is coming on out of endoftheamericandream.com. And along with the wildfires and the droughts and the collapsing condos and everything, we're now dealing with a plague of grasshoppers that are devouring crops all over the western United States. The swarms are so dense, they're showing up on radar. And it's, you know, it's, wow, it's like somebody somewhere doesn't like this country anymore. Meanwhile, getting on back to that fire in the oil fire in the Gulf of Mexico, that came from a Mexican state-owned oil company. But the leftists are out there saying it's all the fault of capitalism and global warming. And, you know, it was a poorly maintained pipeline owned by Pemex, but the fire was actually started by a lightning strike. So, all righty. Two federal judges in two states have struck down laws protecting unborn babies. This happened in Alabama and right here in Indiana. Over in Alabama, provisions were implemented to protect unborn babies from abortions obtained by teen mothers without parental consent. That has been deemed unconstitutional. Meanwhile, here in Indiana, a judge blocked a law requiring abortion facilities to inform women about abortion pill reversal procedures while a Planned Parenthood lawsuit challenging the law progresses through the courts. And so they're still arguing about that. This is where political correctness is getting a little bit out there. Over in the Washington Post, there was an article written by Lauren Rowello, who says it's okay for children to be exposed to kinky behavior at the Pride parades. And, you know, there was an issue of, you know, on one of the floats in the parade, there were these two men who were, you know, one was flogging the other, and they were basically wearing little more than leather athletic supporters. And she wrote an op-ed saying, yes, kink belongs at Pride, and I want my kids to see it. And the Washington Post drew a tremendous amount of criticism for that one here. Over in Hungary, oh, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about wokeness and the decline of Western civilization, in my opinion here. Over in Hungary, they just passed a new law called the Gay Propaganda Law. And the legislation passed last week, and it follows similar laws that were passed in Russia in 2013 that define written or visual materials pertaining to sex reassignment or homosexuality as propaganda that should not be allowed to reach children. Sounds like a good idea to me. Now, the measure was signed Wednesday by President Janos Áder, and it has triggered a spate between Hungary and other member states of the European Union who feel it's perfectly okay to show homosexual material to underage children. And standing out there, over in Budapest, there's a group called the Golem Theater. This is an institution that deals extensively with Jewish subjects and has many Jewish members, posted on Facebook that it stands against the propaganda law. Now, Mazahiz, the largest federation of Jewish communities in Hungary, also criticized the legislation. Okay. The White House is going to stage an event tomorrow to denounce the popular state bills that are being passed to protect children and athletes from pro-transgender activists, teachers, and Democrats. And the event will highlight the hopes, joys, and successes of young transgender and non-binary people across America. Basically, the White House is denouncing efforts to protect children and athletes from the transgender movement. And Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, said Biden is throwing our women and girls under the bus. And President Biden is a disgrace. Recent polls seem to agree with that. Now, a story coming on out of Crack News, which despite its name, they got some pretty serious stuff on there. And they're reporting on this new Entertainment Insider report that sheds light on the increasing use of LGBTQ characters and themes in children's programming. And as the Daily Wire also reported, there's been an explosion of gay content in entertainment for kids in recent years, including specialty transgender pride parades, concerts on Nick Jr. and Disney Jr., as well as an increasing number of LGBTQ characters. The Insider piece, titled Animations, Queer Women, Trans, and Non-Binary Creatives Are Pushing Gender Boundaries in Kids' Cartoons Their Counterparts Couldn't or Wouldn't Dare. And it illustrates these changes are not the result of organic story developments. It highlights how gay activists behind the scenes are simply pushing for more LGBTQ messages in children's programming. So... And, you know, when it comes to adults, whatever two adults want to do with each other and small appliances and animals is fine, but hands off the kid. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.